Well, the country is seeing a spike in COVID-19 numbers, with 6,000 cases reported just yesterday. Now, that is a 1,247 more cases than were reported the previous Tuesday. Dr. Dion O'Neill is a physicist and contagion modeller with Te Puna Matatini. He joins us now. Kia ora. Good morning.
Morena.
Okay, what are we seeing? What we are seeing at the moment, is this a wave? Are we at the top of it? What's going on?
Yeah, so, and one thing to note about the case numbers for yesterday, for the daily case numbers in particular, is that we do always see that Tuesday is the highest day of the week in terms of cases reported. There's a little bit of a lagged weekend effect, people testing before they go back to work on a Monday, possibly.
Right, so that's the good news.
Yeah, that is the good news. So Tuesday being high is what we'd expect. But yeah, those overall, that trend of growing case numbers, what we think that's due to at the moment is it is a wave, and this is due to the number of new variants we've got knocking around at the moment. There's a few of them, and most of them have some ability to escape some immunity from prior infection. And so that means that some people who previously wouldn't have got infected if they were exposed, with these new variants, they now will, and so they'll turn into cases. And so that's going to drive up those case numbers, similar to what we saw back in June and July when BA4 and 5 took over from BA1 and 2.
And do we have any sense of the severity of these strains in terms of the hospital numbers, ICU numbers, and deaths, I guess, in comparison with, say, previous waves?
So at the moment, it looks like probably on average about the same. The confusing factor is that there are multiple of these new strains going around at the moment. We often don't know which one people have, and they will only know that if there is a case that might affect their clinical treatment. That we're sort of not collecting that information for the sake of just looking at what that severity might turn into. But at the moment, it looks like, on average, about the same severity as, say, BA4 and 5.
And are we able to sort of look at wastewater samples as well and get a sense of what is going on and how significant this wave is?
Yeah, wastewater samples are incredibly useful because they give us a sort of an independent estimate of the amount of infections that are out there in the community. They're really tricky, though, because wastewater samples are just measuring how much RNA from these COVID variants is in the wastewater, and then you've got to work backwards from that to an estimate of how many infections or how many cases do you think that corresponds to. So that, while it gives us an indication of whether things are going up or down, and there's lots of tricky things that have to be done to account for dilution in that wastewater, so obviously you'll have fewer samples or fewer RNA copies per milliliter on a day when there's been lots more water going through for the same amount of everything else going through. They give us an important independent tool, and that's what we use to try and get a rough estimate of what we think the case ascertainment rate is. That's that ratio of how many infections out there in the community are actually turning into a confirmed case. And so it's based on that we know that we're probably only catching around maybe half as many of those infections as we were earlier in the year or around the middle of the year.
Right, so what are you saying, that the 6,000 cases, bearing in mind it's the Tuesday factor, is more like double that in reality?
Well, is more likely to be a 6,000 case today. A 6,000 case day today is more likely to be double what a 6,000 case day was back in the middle of the year. We still don't know what that 6,000 cases is at either of those points in time in terms of the absolute number of infections behind them. So that's the thing that we need an infection prevalence survey for, but we know that we're reporting less.
Are we going to see, when do you think this peak or this wave will peak? Is there any sign on the graph that this, when you think this will peak?
So not from just looking at that case data coming in, we can get a little bit of an indication of when it might peak from doing some modelling of what's happening. And that's confused a little bit because we had that sort of bump in case numbers that happened back over September, October, and early November. It was driven not by new variants, but by behavioural relaxations. When we removed the COVID protection framework, we saw case numbers go up a little bit on account of that. And so that sort of gave us a new batch of people who were recently infected, who now have some immunity from prior infection. And that may have slowed down the rise we're now seeing from these new variants coming in. So we sort of infected some people a few months early with BA4 and 5, and that will mean that they're not going to get one of these new variants in the short term. So that possibly means that what would have otherwise could have otherwise been a relatively sharp peak might be spread out a little bit longer.
Right into summer, then, you're saying?
Yeah, over the months between now and Christmas.
And what would be the daily case level you are thinking will be the peak here?
And so that really does get a little bit crystal ball gazy and is complicated by the fact that that case ascertainment rate we know is dropping. We also suspect, though, that when we move into a wave and case numbers start going up again, people get a little bit better about testing, so we potentially could see that case ascertainment rate start to rise again. And possibly that's sort of around 10,000 cases a day might be the height of the peak.
And being summer doesn't affect that, I mean, in terms of the outdoors and that sort of thing?
Summer's great. And so once we get past the Christmas party season, we move into a much lower risk transmission environment. So we're not at school and people aren't going to work. And so those are two of those big contexts where people are mixing indoors and breathing in lots of air that's been in other people's lungs, which is terrible for transmission. Christmas parties in the lead up to that, which could sort of be in line with when we'd expect case numbers to be peaking, is a bad thing for it. So being potentially indoors, being a little bit loud and rowdy and possible poor ventilation.
Dion, hey, thank you very much for the update. Fascinating stuff there. Dr. Dion O'Neill, maybe give the Christmas party a miss this year, gone. It's now 17 minutes to 8.
Might be a good excuse, eh?